It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Aisha?
I am very good. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Michael Shortz of Florence, Oregon. I said, think of a type of exercise equipment in three syllables. Remove the two middle letters, and you'll name a means of transportation. What words are these? Well, the exercise equipment is a trampoline. Remove the P and O, and you get a tram line.
There were more than 800 correct entries this week, and our winner is Sarah McNinch of Redwood City, California. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a recently retired public school kindergarten teacher, so now I'm trying to figure out. I do dancing with my husband and like to sing and play with the grandchildren. All the fun stuff now.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. And thank you for your work, you know, shaping and molding the minds of the future. I mean, kindergarten teachers are just a treasure.
Yes, they are.
If you're able to deal with a kindergarten class, I know you're able to deal with the puzzle. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Sarah and Aisha, I'm going to give you some words. The first two or more letters start the name of a well-known U.S. city. The first two or more letters of that city's state will be the rest of the word, and the dividing point in the word between the city and the state is for you to discover. For example, if I said Whine, W-H-I-N-E, you would say White Plains, New York, which starts W-H-I for White Plains and N-E is for New York.
Okay.
Here's number one, Chill, C-H-I-L-L.
Chicago, Illinois.
You got it. Also, Champaign, okay. Illinois works. Number two is Local, L-O-C-A-L.
Los Angeles, California.
Very good. You could also have said Long Beach. Number three is Chewy, C-H-E-W-Y.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Good job. Latex, L-A-T-E-X.
Laredo, Texas.
Laredo, Texas. Excellent. Blind, B-L-I-N-D.
Is it Bloomington, Indiana?
Good job. Mover, M-O-V-E-R.
Oh, it's Vermont, and it's Montpelier.
You got it. Okay. Salma, S-A-L-M-A.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Good job. Also, Salisbury, Maryland would have worked. How about Tumis, T-U-M-I-S?
Mississippi to Tupelo.
You got it, Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay.
Clone, C-L-O-N-E.
Aisha, I think I need help with this.
Well, I'm thinking, Nebraska? Is it Nebraska?
Nebraska.
It isn't Nebraska. I'll tell you, it's New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
And this is famous as a site for early habitation of humans in the Americas.
In New Mexico.
Cloverfield?
That's a horror film, I think.
That is a horror film. Yes.
Well, you know the horror film.
I love that film. No, I was going for Clovis, New Mexico.
Oh, I was going to say Clovis. Okay, that would have been a guess.
How about Pascal, P-A-S-C-A-L?
P-A-S-C-A-L, Pasadena, California.
You got it. Yanks Out, Y-A-N-K-S-O-U-T.
Yankees, this is so much easier at home.
No, you're doing great.
Something South Carolina or
no, it's
South
the other
Dakota?
South.
South Dakota?
Maybe I'm going to have to tell you this one. It's Yankton, South Dakota.
Oh, Yankton. No, I have not.
Oh, Yankton, South
Yankton.
Dakota.
Oh, Yankton. I've always thought about Yankton. Not really. I don't know Yankton.
Apologies to all the listeners in Yankton.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for listening, Yankton.
All right, here's your last one. It's bow-like, B-O-W-L-I-K-E.
Is it Bowling Green, Kentucky? Is
that, you got it. Nice job.
Oh.
You did an amazing job. How do you feel?
Thrilled and thankful. Thank you so much for playing this game for all these years, Will.
Oh, thanks.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Sarah, what member station do you listen to?
KQET.
That's Sarah McNinch of Redwood City, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Using only the letters of faces north, repeating them as often as you wish, you can spell a familiar expression in 7 words. The enumeration is 4336335. What expression is it? So again, it's the letters of faces north, those 10 letters. Repeat them as often as you like to spell a familiar expression in 7 words. And the number of letters in the words is 4336335. What expression is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.